Or Premananda Hari Haribo. So next Sunday, we'll be celebrating Jagannath Rath Yatra here in Los Angeles. And today, you know, I wanted to explain a little bit about the history of this festival, how it came here to Los Angeles. So the history of the deity of Lord Jagannath. Jagannath means the Lord of the universe. It's a form of Krishna, form of God. It goes back a long, long time. It goes back to the beginning of the Kalpa. The Kalpa means the day of Brahma. You know, according to the Vedic cosmology, time goes in vast cycles. And the basic unit of this cycle is called the Kalpa, or the day of Brahma. And it lasts for 4 billion years, approximately. And then during this day of Brahma, the universe is manifest and life is going on. And then after the day of Brahma, it's followed by a night of Brahma. There's a devastation, you know, a cosmic devastation, and everything kind of goes into a state of suspended animation for about 4 billion years until the next day of Brahma begins. During the last devastation, which was about 2 billion years ago, because we're halfway through the day of Brahma right now. We're halfway through the Kalpa. You know, there was a sage named Markandeya, and he had a benediction that he could live through the devastations at the ends of the Kalpas. He had a very long lifetime. His lifetime was 7 kalpas, which means 7 days of Brahma. So that means he was conscious, he was alive, you know, during the last devastation. And it's a long story told in the Skanda Purana, but you know, he saw that there was one place on earth that wasn't devastated, and that was a place called Jagannath Puri, or Purushottama Kshetra is another name for Jagannath Puri. It's the city of Jagannath in India. And it's a dham. It's a sacred dham, which means it's not an ordinary place. It's a kind of like a spiritual place within the material world. So this Purushottama Kshetra was not devastated. And he had a vision of little Krishna sitting there underneath a banyan tree. So that sacred place is the place that we now know as Jagannath Puri in India. And then when the Kalpa began, you know, there was a king named Indrajumna. He was living hundreds of millions of years ago. And he was having a meeting of sages and intelligent people, and he was inquiring, well, what is the best place of pilgrimage? So there was one Brahmin, one sage, who came there and said, well, I know a place in Orissa, which is called Purushottama Kshetra. It's a very beautiful place, and there's a deity of Krishna there, a beautiful blue deity of Krishna with 4 arms that's worshipped there, and his name is Nila Madhava. And it's a very wonderful place, and I think that's the best place of pilgrimage, you know, in the whole world. So the king thought about that, and he had one of his associates, Vidyapati, go from his city, Avanti, to look for this place. So this Vidyapati, the minister of the king, he went searching for this place. And after a long time, he found it. And it was off in the jungle, off in the mountain, you know, on the seashore. And you know, he saw this beautiful form of Nila Madhava. Nila means blue, and Madhava's name for Krishna. So it's this beautiful blue form of Krishna, deity form of Krishna with 4 arms. It was blue like a sapphire gem. and he was just totally entranced by it. So he'd found the deity in this sacred place called Purushottam Kshetra, and he went back to the king and reported that he had found the place. So the king decided to go himself and see this beautiful form of Krishna known as Nilamadava. So he went there. You know, it took them a long time to go there, but by the time when they got there, they learned that the deity had disappeared. There had been some huge storm. There, you know, somehow or other, you know, the deity was no longer visible. So the king, Indradyumna, was very upset by this. He was very unhappy. But the sage Narada Muni, you know, Narada Muni appears very often in cases like this. He's like a transcendental spaceman. He can travel anywhere in the three worlds. So he appeared on the scene. He told the king, don't you worry. Lord Brahma, who is the chief demigod, has said that this deity will reappear in a wooden form. And you should prepare for this and then build a temple for this deity, and then Brahma will come in and install it. So I mean, to make a long story short, because we have it's a lot of history to go over, many hundreds of millions of years, you know, just a few minutes. So made a huge sacrifice, and he was told that a certain wood carver would come, and he would carve this deity. Of course, what had happened was is that the people had found this huge log that had washed up on the shore of the ocean, a big log of wood. It was very fragrant wood. It had the symbols of Lord Vishnu on it. And so it was understood, well, this would be the wood that would be used to carve, this deity. So, to make the long story short, the deity carved the beautiful forms of Lord Jagannath, his brother Balaram, and sister Subhadra. And the king built a temple to house them. And then he wanted to invite Lord Brahma to come, as he had promised, to install the deities in the temple. So Narada Muni and King Indradyumna went to Brahma Loka, the highest planet in the material world, and they visited Lord Brahma there. And he said, yes, I'll come. I'll help install the deity. So they went back. But when they went back, hundreds of millions of years had passed because time goes differently, in these higher planets, sort of like relativity theory, that, in other parts of the universe, time goes more quickly, you could say. So when he came back, hundreds of millions of years had passed, but he still found the deities. The temple was still there. Brahma came. And the deities were in the place where they were originally carved, and the temple was some distance away. So Vishvakarma, the architect of the demigods, came, and he made three chariots, for the deities. One for Lord Jagannath, one for Lord Balaram, and one for Lady Subhadra. And actually, that was the first Ratha Yatra. They took the deities from the places where they'd been carved to the temple that King Indradyumna had built many hundreds of millions of years before. So that was actually the first Ratha Yatra. And ever since that time, this Ratha Yatra ceremony has been performed in India. And about 500 years ago, you know, there was another significant event. Lord Chaitanya, who was an incarnation of Krishna, appeared in India. We are followers in the modern Krishna, in the modern Krishna consciousness movement. We are followers of Lord Chaitanya. He spread the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra all over India and predicted it would go all over the world to every town and village. So he appeared in Bengal, when he was older, when he was about 24 years old, he took sannyas, the renounced order of life, and then he went to Jagannath Puri to make his headquarters there. And he and his disciples, his followers, would celebrate the Ratha Yatra festival every year. And he revealed some important things about, you know, the festival. He revealed its very deep esoteric meaning for devotees of Krishna. Of course, Krishna never appears alone. On the center altar, there's Krishna and his consort Radharani, who is his personified pleasure potency, the personification of love of God, of pure devotion to God. God has his female counterpart. And the Ratha Yatra festival has some connection with these esoteric dealings between Radha and Krishna. Actually, Lord Chaitanya himself is considered to be a combined form of Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nayanya. So, in the Ratha Yatra festival that took place 500 years ago in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya, who is actually Krishna in the mood of Radharani, would dance in front of the cart of Lord Jagannath, who is the form of Krishna. So there would be, it was considered that Radharani was taking Krishna back to Vrindavan, which was the spiritual village where he first appeared. 5,000 years ago, when Krishna first appeared, you know, he appeared in the village of Vrindavan. But, you know, when he went, he became older, he left and he went to bigger cities and engaged in all kinds of political activities and battles and things like that. But he was always remembering, you know, this cowherd village of Vrindavan and his friends there, his cowherd boyfriends, his cowherd girlfriends. So the residents of Vrindavan were always feeling separation from Krishna after he left. They were always remembering him, meditating on him. They always wanted to bring him back. So this deep meaning of the Ratha Yatra festival was that Lord Chaitanya, kind of, who was in the mood of Radharani, was bringing, you know, Krishna back to Vrindavan on this chariot. So anyways, that's so the festival was celebrated at that time. And then, you know, it continued to be celebrated in Jagannath Puri. Then In the 19th century, in the 1800s, one of our predecessor spiritual masters, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, was in Jagannath Puri. And he was actually a great self-realized soul, but externally he was a minister in the, you know, the British government of India, and he was managing the Jagannath Puri temple. So that was quite significant. And then he had this vision that people from all over the world would become devotees of Krishna, that they would come to India. He was actually the first to start writing books about Krishna consciousness in English and sending them to the Western world. So his son, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was born in Jagannath Puri. Actually, he was born during a Ratha Yatra festival. In Jagannath Puri, the festival parade goes from the Jagannath Puri temple along this big road called the Grand Road to the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. As I said, there's an esoteric meaning to this festival. Krishna goes from the big opulent temple at Jagannath Puri to this more pleasant kind of garden temple at Gundicha, which represents the rural environment of Vrindavan. But in any case, on this particular festival, somehow or other, the cart stopped in the middle of the Grand Road near the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And his son, who had just been born not too long ago, was taken by his mother onto the cart when it had stopped there, and a garland fell from the deity, onto the child. And the child also had his first grain-taking ceremony on that Ratha Yatra cart. So interesting, because this personality later grew up to be the spiritual master of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So this Krishna consciousness movement has lots of connections with Jagannath Puri and this Ratha Yatra festival. So when Srila Prabhupada was a little boy, I mean, just like we were hearing, there's the child here, Dhruva, who puts on this Ratha Yatra festival. So when he was a little boy, he wanted to do the same thing. He was born in Calcutta. He had a very pious father and mother. And he wanted to put on this Jagannath Ratha Yatra festival. But he didn't have a cart. So he and his father went out to the local bazaar to see if they could find a carpenter who would build them a cart, but it was too expensive. So little Abai, that was Srila Prabhupada's name when he was, the name he was given by his father, he was crying because he couldn't get this cart. And while they were walking home and the boy is crying, an elderly lady said, "Oh, why are you crying?" And his father explained, "Well, he wants a Ratha Yatra cart, but we can't afford one." And the lady said, "Well, I have one. It's an old one, but I'd be happy to give it to you." So they got from the lady the cart, and they went home and they renovated it. They painted it. Srila Prabhupada painted it exactly like the Jagannath Puri cart, And then he held a little festival along with his friends. His mother helped cook some preparations, and they held a festival. And it lasted 8 days, just like the festival in Jagannath Puri last. So, and then the neighborhood gentlemen were very surprised. Look at this. And they would joke with Srila Prabhupada's father and say, you're holding this big festival. Why didn't you invite us?" "Well, it's just the children." Oh, "It's just for the children. That's your excuse. You're not inviting us on that plea." So everyone actually participated in this festival. And it's something Srila Prabhupada continued in his later years. He held a lot of Ratha Yatra festivals all over the world. It's one of his biggest contributions. But how the Ratha Yatras began in the United States is a little interesting. Srila Prabhupada, of course, had come to the United States in 1965, and he started his first center in New York. And then he went to San Francisco, and he started a small center there. And actually today, they're holding the Rath Yatra Festival in San Francisco. So what happened there is Srila Prabhupada was sitting in his room in San Francisco, and one of his disciples, Malati, came in with this little doll, as she called it, you know, that she'd found at an import store in San Francisco. And Srila Prabhupada looked at it with amazement and said, "Where did you get that?" And she said, "Well, I found him in a little import shop." And he said, "This is Lord Jagannath." And he began to ask her, "Well, did you see any other dolls, you know, in the store?" He said, "Yes, I think there were two others, you know." Like, so Srila Prabhupada sent her out to go get the other dolls. And she brought them back, and sure enough, they had the whole set. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, you know, Krishna's brother, and Sister Subhadra. And Srila Prabhupada instructed Shama Sundar, who's Malati's husband, to get, you know, big pieces of wood and carve, you know, large size deities of Lord Jagannath. So he did that. I mean, it's almost like the story of King Indrajumna and finding the log and everything like that all over again. But so in that way, Lord Jagannath manifested in San Francisco. I think it was 1967 or 68. And Srila Prabhupada had the devotees arrange a Rath Yatra festival. So the first Rath Yatra festival that took place in the United States, you know, took place in San Francisco in 1968, I think. So what the devotees did is they didn't have a real cart, so they used, with Srila Prabhupada's permission and with his direction, you know, the back of a truck. But they decorated the truck very, very nicely with a canopy and flowers and everything like that, and put the deities on the truck, and they held a parade. And then they held a festival and distributed prasadam. It was actually quite an amazing event. So in later years, devotees learned, you know, by studying the carts from India and pictures and different things like that, you know, they learned to make Rath Yatra carts of the kind you're going to see next Sunday, with big canopies, silken canopies, beautiful decorations and things like that. And it's for, in the lives of the devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement, it's probably, you know, the most amazing festival of the year. It's such, I mean, who could imagine, you know, these things taking place all over the world? It just shows the spiritual power that Srila Prabhupada had, that he was able to manifest these festivals. From San Francisco, they started spreading. The devotees in London organized them. The devotees in India started organizing them. And they were huge. I mean, there were, like, when the first festival was held in London, you know, they had newspaper headlines saying, you know, Jagannath carts rival Nelson's column, you know, like. So these are not like just little gatherings in the park. Yeah, these were huge festivals taking place in the world's major capitals. And then in 1976, I think it was, or 77, I can't remember exactly, but in New York, they held a Rath Yatra festival there, going down Fifth Avenue. It's just amazing that this is the, you know, the power of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, able to manifest these huge events, huge spiritual events in cities all over the world. So one of the devotees who was very instrumental in all of these festivals was a devotee named Jayananda. he was there in San Francisco. He helped build the carts for the San Francisco Ratha Yatras, and he also was in New York for this Ratha Yatra that Srila Prabhupada attended there. And then after that, he came here to Los Angeles. Actually, he was quite ill. He had a very severe degenerative disease. And he was staying here. And I was at the temple at that time. Probably some of you were also here. And he had this idea of doing a Ratha Yatra festival in Los Angeles. So that was in 1977. I can recall he was really quite ill, but he took a lot of initiative. I mean, he was literally on his deathbed. But he took so much initiative to get this festival started, get the permissions, get the carts built. He was kind of pushing the temple leaders, to do it. And finally, they got inspired, and they went on with it. And when the carts were built, when the first carts were built, I remember they wanted to have, and it actually happened to be his birthday too, at that time. So they. And he didn't like to be honored or anything like that. If he was told he was going to be honored or anything, like he'd just run away or lock himself in his room or something like that. But they kind of told him, there's something that happened at the last minute with the Ratha Yatra carts. We need your advice. We have to, so he said, okay, I'll come out. So they brought him out, carried him out, brought him in a wheelchair to the parking lot there where the Ratha Yatra carts were, and the devotees had this celebration for him, and it was really a moving celebration, and he was I think a lot of devotees were crying and things like, because everybody knew it was kind of like his last days. And that he might not actually see the festival itself, but the carts were finished at that time. And so that was in 1977, and in the summer that the first Ratha Yatra was held here in Los Angeles, and I was here, and some other devotees were also here. And the devotees sent a report to Srila Prabhupada, who was in his last days also. This was maybe July or August, and Srila Prabhupada left us in November. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj, I guess, had read the report, showed the pictures to Srila Prabhupada, and wrote back saying he was very pleased that to see this happening here, tears were coming from his eyes, and things like that. So this festival has a long history. As I said, the history goes back to the beginning of the Kalpa, hundreds of millions of years ago. And it's come from down from that time, millions and millions of years, down through time in India, and then Srila Prabhupada, by his spiritual potency, has spread this all over the world to here in Los Angeles. And we all have, the opportunity to participate in this, as spirit souls, we have the opportunity to bathe in this spiritual energy, this whirlpool of spiritual energy that's Ratha Yatra. It is one of the most amazing experiences that it's possible to have in Krishna consciousness, to be going with the Lord of the universe down through the public, wherever it is. Here it happens to be, you know, the conditioned souls on Main Street and Venice Beach. But Lord Jagannath is giving his mercy to the conditioned souls. And that includes us. He's giving the mercy to us. But he's also giving us, who have a little bit deeper knowledge, you know, an opportunity to participate in this festival on many, many different levels. You know, if you can, to the limit of your ability to understand and taste, and you can experience it. But to do that, you have to be there. So all I can say is be there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jagannath Swami ki jai. I think we have to do the... Okay. All right. Yes? Well, you can just make a list. You know, I think it's... I mean, I was just in Budapest, Hungary, and they have a huge Rathayatra festival there. It's really amazing. They go down the main street of the city, and they have one cart that they use. They don't have three as we do, but it's very, very interesting. Like, you know, we've made so many innovations, you know, to hold, you know, this Rathayatra in the West, like the telescoping canopies, you know, like, and they don't have to worry about that in Jagannath Puri. But, you know, in the West, we've had to make arrangements because there are, you know, wires over the street. So we have our canopies that go down. But in Hungary, even when they bring their canopy down, it still won't fit under the trolley lines. So the city government has the special crew, you know, that they come, and they have these machines that, you know, they normally use them for fixing traffic lights and things like that. But what they do is they have these two machines. They go out in front of the Lord Jagannath carts, and then they hold up the trolley wires. and those workers, they look like they are just doing the most important service in the world, and they realize it. You know, they understand, you know, that they're doing something absolutely amazing, you know, to help, you know, Lord Jagannath's festival. It's just absolutely amazing. But there's a Rathayatra in Paris. There was one in Prague. There's Rathayatra festivals in five or six cities in India. In Malaysia, they have 20 a year, the devotees. So Milano, Italy, Australia. I mean, it's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. It's just an explosion of spiritual energy. So now we're going to chant the Jagannath Ashtakam. You have these beautiful prayers to Lord Jagannath. And who's going to do that? Okay. Dwarkadish Prabhu. Haribo. Okay. What's that? Okay. Bhrigupati here has some invitations to the festival, details, how to get there, things like that. So if anybody wants one for friends, please take them. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai.
Can you play? Yeah.
Okay.
The same regular melody.
Kadachit kalindita.